Geeks, freaks, and tomb dwellers, and welcome to episode 95 of Tombs of Horror. As always, I'm your host, Dustin. It's great to see you all back here in the tombs. As you know, I was on a bit of a hiatus these last few weeks. The last 9 months have been kind of rough on me mentally and physically with everything that's been going on. You know, my car accident that broke my hip back in last November, and just some things that I've been going through personally, and some things that have been going on with work. Like I've said numerous times in past episodes, sometimes life just gets in the way, and we need to take a break from everything, you know, the podcast, the music, and just take a break from fucking work and shit like that. So I decided to go on a bit of a hiatus for a couple weeks, just to get my mind straight and back in the game. So I decided to go on vacation. My original vacation plans got kind of flushed down the toilet because of a medical emergency, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. So I had to quickly change to a plan B, and I decided to go on kind of a haunted road trip. And what I mean by that is I decided to kind of visit some haunted places, or supposedly haunted places, around or in states that are around South Carolina, which is where I'm from, if you didn't know, and take some notes and turn it all into an episode of this podcast. If you follow my main account on Instagram, I'm sure that you've seen the videos and pictures that I've posted from some of the places that I've visited, which I will get into momentarily. But basically, that's what this episode is going to be about. So, what is a haunting? Well, Webster's defines a haunting as A, to visit or inhabit as a ghost, and B, to appear habitually as a ghost. Living here in the South, there are plenty of quote-unquote haunted areas. I can't quite say that I'm a believer in that kind of shit. However, having said that, I have seen and experienced a few things that for no sane or logical reason should have happened, but did, such as a doll story I told to Jerry and AK back in the 1 year episode. And if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen. You can find it quite easily. So if you haven't heard it, stop listening to this right now. Go back, find it, and listen to it. And then come back to this. Oh wait, I've got nothing better to do. Back? Alright, cool. So where was I? Yes. So the first place I decided to visit was Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, which, as you may know, is where some of the most violent and bloodiest battles of the Civil War took place. And since so many lost their lives prematurely and violently, it is reported to have high paranormal activity and occurrences in areas such as old inns, battlefields, cemeteries, and even restaurants. To start things out, on the way to Gettysburg, I had to drive through North Carolina. Now, anyone who knows me will tell you that when I'm going on a road trip, I like to leave around, let's say about 11 o'clock at night, so I don't have to deal with morning traffic. My GPS took me down a shit ton of back roads and once I got into North Carolina. Now, I don't mind backwoods during the day. In fact, I prefer it because, once again, there really isn't much traffic on them. But at night, when it's hard enough to see as it is, no sir, I don't fucking like it one damn bit. And some of the roads I went down were creepy as shit. They looked like the kind of road you'd expect to see in You'd expect to see a ghost hitchhiker standing on Leatherface to run out at your car with his fucking chainsaw roaring, or see a Mothman-like creature swoop down at your car. I also drove past a few creepy-ass country cemeteries, and as anyone who knows me will also tell you, I absolutely fucking refuse to even glance at a cemetery I'm driving past at night. I've seen way too fucking many horror movies, and I'm concerned that I'll see something I'd rather fucking not. Anywhoozle, I rolled into Gettysburg a little after 7 in the morning. Since I had about 8 hours to kill before I could check into my hotel, I decided to start my ghost hunt a little early. As I mentioned earlier, Gettysburg has a rich and very bloody history, with several of the bloodiest and most violent battles of the Civil War taking place in this small town. So what better place to start than the Gettysburg National Cemetery and the adjoining Evergreen Cemetery, where many casualties of the Battle of Gettysburg are buried. First thing I noticed when I got to the Gettysburg National Cemetery was how eerily quiet it was, even though there's a bustling main street right next to it. It was very serene inside the cemetery, with plenty of monuments to those lost in the war, both Union and Confederate, and some of the statues are quite creepy looking. However, although about 80% of the cemetery houses the Civil War dead, casualties of both World War I and II are also buried here, as well as those who have served in all branches of the armed services. Right in the middle of the cemetery is the exact spot where Abraham Lincoln stood when he gave the Gettysburg Address, and standing in that spot where such an important moment in our history took place is such a sobering experience that I can't even describe. While I unfortunately didn't experience any paranormal activity during my visit there, I did get the feeling of constantly being watched, even though there was no one around. However, I did, for a brief moment, think that I was going to be attacked by a zombie, when an old dude tripped over a fallen headstone, giving him a stumbling appearance and almost causing me to scream like a little 5-year-old bitch. Right across the street from both cemeteries is where the main battle for Gettysburg took place, and just standing there leaves you speechless. You can actually hear the screams of the wounded and dying in your head. My next tour in Gettysburg was a self-guided Ghosts of the Battlefield tour. I downloaded a guide app, got in my car, and drove. The first few places I drove were fields where the majority of the battles in the area took place. While there are plenty of cannons and wooden barricades around from the battles, I didn't get to witness anything paranormal-ish. However, that was soon to change. My next stop on this tour was Schmucker Hall. During the war, the building was a field hospital for both the Union and Confederacy, and the building is now part of the dorms for the 4-year liberal arts college, Gettysburg College. Schmucker Hall has been rated the 3rd most haunted college dorm building in America. People have reported seeing visions of a full Civil War hospital with soldiers walking around while entering the basement of the facility, and people have also told stories of hearing people crying out in pain and sobbing, as well as seeing people in Civil War era clothing wandering the halls. Upon entering the hall, I immediately felt a sense of foreboding, and I got goosebumps up and down both arms. Thinking that I was just freaking myself out, I continued into the building. I came across the other people who were exploring the building, or excuse me, I came across, okay, Jesus Christ, I came across two other people who were exploring the building. I walked a little behind them, and they suddenly stopped. I started to walk past them, and when one of them asked me to stop, I obliged and turned to face them to see what was up. The one that stopped me said, "Did you hear that?" "Hear what?" I asked, assuming they were trying to scare me. The other one said that, the other one said, "Wait a minute," and we thought we heard someone walking around. We stood there for a minute or two, and sure as shit, we heard what sounded like very faint footsteps above us. I started to say that this was a really old building, and it was probably nothing, when all three of us heard something that sounded quite like a very faint mewling, followed by sobbing. I looked wide-eyed at them. They looked at me just as wide-eyed. And I'm not ashamed to say it, all three of us booked the fuck out of that building. We were also the only three people in the building at that point in time. After this freaky experience, the next stop on the tour was at Old Round Top, which is said to be extremely haunted, with one particular Texan soldier being spotted repeatedly over the years. Sounds of gun and cannon fire have also been reported to have been heard on this spot. While I didn't see the supposed spectral Texan or hear the gun or cannon fire, I did spot another phenomenon that has been widely reported. A group of floating orbital lights that no one has been quite able to explain and can't really say why this happens. The final spot on the tour was a triangular field, which is reported to be the single most haunted area in Gettysburg. People who have visited this area have reported hearing sounds of battle, and even though nothing can be seen on the field, it has also been said that if you try to take a picture of the field, your camera just will not work. While I didn't hear any sounds of battle, I did test out the camera thing and found it to be true for whatever reason, supernatural or not. I left Gettysburg and drove 5 hours to my next destination, the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. Named one of the scariest places on earth by the Travel Channel, and where part of the Shawshank Redemption film was filmed. Built right over the site of a Civil War camp that was completely ravaged and destroyed by disease, the Ohio State Reformatory first opened in 1896. It was originally intended to reform young offenders, but as time went by, it would house some of the country's most dangerous criminals. It has long been shut down due to overcrowding and by at least 1,000 prisoners and reports of brutal and inhumane conditions. It has since become a tourist site for history and prison buffs, as well as those searching for proof of the paranormal. It has also been the site for some scenes in some well-known movies, such as the before-mentioned Shawshank Redemption, Tango and Cash, and many others. The first thing I noticed when I pulled into the parking lot was how foreboding the building looks on the outside. I mean, it's a prison. It's supposed to look that way. I entered and started my self-guided tour. The first couple areas you go through are dedicated to Shawshank being filmed there, and you actually get to walk through the set areas. While it was pretty cool, that really wasn't what I was there for. But that would be coming next. As you walk up the stairs, you walk down an old, decrepit hallway, and you instantly get another sense of foreboding, and you start to feel a lot of anxiety, probably pretty much like the prisoners housed here felt as they were being processed. You then walk through the prison chapel and library, which are also old, decrepit, and in disrepair, and then you finally get to the real shit, the cell blocks. The blocks themselves are huge, four-tier affairs with the cells crammed tightly together. The first thing you notice is how dark the door, or how small the doorway into the cells are, and how small the cells themselves are. As you walk past the cells, you suddenly get that feeling of anxiety again, and you feel like you are constantly being watched. And as you walk down past the cells, lights keep getting dimmer and dimmer, and you try to walk, you know, as far away from the cells as you can, even though that's not a great distance because you're walking on a catwalk, which is pretty narrow and small. Because you can picture a spectral prisoner lunging out, grabbing you, and pulling you back into the cell. This was well worth the trip, and one I highly recommend. The tour itself, if you do a self-guided tour like I did, only costs about $10 and is worth every cent. And to round out my trip, my final destination was Cave Hill Cemetery, reputed to be the most haunted cemetery in all of Louisville, Kentucky, and the walking ghost tour of old Louisville itself. Cane Hill Cemetery is a huge, sprawling cemetery that goes on literally for miles. There are more modern graves, but the vast majority of them are from the 1700s to 1800s. And there's even a section for burials from the Civil War. Cave Hill is reportedly the most haunted cemetery in all Louisville, like I said. And with all the dead buried here, that really isn't that hard to believe. When I got out of my car and began to explore the cemetery, it was 93 degrees out. As I wandered around a bit, I would intermediately get blasted by unexplained gusts of very cold wind, which has been reported by other visitors and has never been explained, although paranormal quote-unquote experts claim that this is proof of paranormal activity. You also have a sense of being constantly watched and random cries of loons coming from the reservoir that runs through the cemetery scared the shit out of me more than a few times. I also heard what sounded distinctly like chains being dragged or pulled upon throughout certain areas of the cemetery. And while I was in Cave Hill Cemetery, I actually managed to get myself lost at one point in time. I had parked my car on a side road, and you know, like I said, I got out and began to explore. But you know, as I kind of unknowingly wandered farther and farther away from my car, I decided to turn back around and head back to drive around some more. But I had ended up getting myself lost in a very old and decrepit part of the cemetery, which really fucking freaked me out. And as I was searching for my car, I was like, well, this is great because this is only open for another 4 hours. And even if I come upon someone, I don't even know how to explain where the fuck to find my car. But, you know, obviously, I eventually found it after about 20 minutes of searching, going down numerous side roads. But, like I said, obviously, I was able to find my car again. Unfortunately, due to the last two nights in my Louisville being pretty rainy, I didn't get to do the old Louisville walking ghost tour, which I really would have, I really would have liked to do, just because I think it would have been interesting just to see the old parts of Louisville, which are also supposedly extremely haunted. But like I said, due to the weather, the last two nights I was there, I unfortunately didn't get to do it. Maybe some other time, maybe next year, because this road trip is something that I'd really like to continue doing throughout different states around me. One area that I did go, one other area that I did go to that I really wasn't going to talk about because it wasn't what I was expecting it to be, but I guess I will anyway, was Indiana Central State Hospital for the Criminally Insane, which obviously was a mental hospital way back in the day. I was expecting it to be kind of more of like a haunted tour of the place, but it was really just one of the buildings for what was the state hospital back then has been turned into a medical museum, and it's kind of cool. Like I said, it wasn't really what I was expecting, but one of the rooms you first walk into when you enter the building is this big room with parts of brains from actual patients that were there and other things that were just kind of starting to be investigated and explored during autopsies. And, you know, the parts of the brains and other things that were pulled out of bodies were actually from patients that had been housed in that hospital during the autopsies after they died. And there are some outbuildings that are surrounding this museum that were part of the actual hospital, that aren't open to tours and stuff just because they're old and decrepit and basically not safe. But you can still walk up to them and peek inside and stuff. And those themselves are pretty creepy. I mean, they're covered in graffiti and are in huge disrepair. But usually you could peek in a door into like the main doorway of the building and just kind of pop your head in and look around. And those areas are reported to be haunted. And it's not hard to see why. I wish I could show you guys the pictures on here that I took of that area, because they are quite freaky. But yeah. Like I said, that particular tour wasn't really what I was expecting. It was alright if you're into like medical stuff, because that's what the building is full of. But it just wasn't what I had expected it to be. So, why would I go on a trip like this if I don't particularly believe in the paranormal? Well, I guess, personally, you know, since I've known more than a few people that I've been close to that died, including my mom, I guess I want to believe that there's something after all this, you know, that we're not just fucking some inert, rotting material buried 6 feet under the ground, that there's something after. But, you know, despite a few things that, as I mentioned before, that for no sane or logical reason should have happened, but did, you know, I still can't really say, or I can still say, that I'm not really a believer in this kind of stuff, just because... despite a few things that probably could have been explained on my little vacation, I just haven't seen any proof that of the afterlife or anything like that, of spirits and that kind of shit. So I can't really say, you know, for certain that there is. You know, but like I said, I like to believe that there's something after, but I haven't seen any proof. And that just about wraps it up. As always, you can reach out to me at darksyde9034@gmail.com. Also, within the next couple days, my band Raped by Wolves should have a new album dropping on Spotify and all the other major streamers. And that album is Stay in Shadows. It's kind of like a spiritual successor to my Direwolf album. Kinda, sort of, not really. It kind of follows the main vibe of that regular EP and the deluxe edition, though. So check that out when it drops, whenever you get the chance. I'm Dustin, and this has been Tunes of Horror. I'll see you next time.